streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Moving worldwide all the time, bringing great news to you, great awareness to you. Tonight we're bringing you a great, great show, a great young lady that's doing great things in our community. And without further ado, I'm going to bring her in and let her formally introduce herself, and then we're going to shoot to a commercial, and then we're going to get into the interview. All right. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Formally introduce yourself to the world.
Thank you, thank you. My name is Lucy Sevilla, and I am the president CEO of ALAC, which is the Arizona Latino Art and Cultural Center. And I just want to say thank
All
you
right.
so much for having me.
Oh, we appreciate it. You know, this is what we do. We get the message out and make people aware of what people is doing in their community in case they want to get involved. And we're going to come right back. We're going to shoot to this commercial break, and we're going to be right back with this great interview. Be right back at you.
Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sis. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. We're going to bring you a great interview. A great young lady, her and her staff, and people are doing great work in the community. And without further ado, I'm going to bring her right on in. Welcome back to the show. Hello, are you there? All right, welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you right off, but now we definitely in the building. And explain to the people what your organization do and what you got coming up. Just break it down to the people. Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah, you faded away from me for a while. I couldn't hear anything.
We use visual and performing arts to educate and empower our youth in our community. We do anything from painting to music, dance, theater, you name it. And, for example, one of the projects that we're just starting to work with is an organization called Release the Fear. and release the fear. What they do is they work with high-risk youth who have maybe experienced gang violence, bullying, maybe drugs, maybe already in the system. And so we use the art to help them share their voice, to share that pain and to heal in a, you know, productive way. Again, we do another thing we do, we use theater also. For example, just this 2 weeks ago, we had Dark Skin Productions. They did a play called The Lynching of Elfie Childs. It was a play by just four actors. It was such a powerful story that was shared in just an hour and a half. And it just, you know, made you understand and just really, I like the way it was introduced, because it actually made you feel empowered and knowing that, you know, there's always time to make a change. So, again, you know, using your voice to uplift our youth.
Man. Yes, and I'm very glad to have met you as well, and your husband and your staff, Michelle as well. And we just continue to help y'all spread this great message for great young youth and great people, period, you know. So you have some other events coming up as well. Speak on that.
Yes, absolutely. So, for example, tomorrow, Tuesday, we start a youth group. It's for kids 5 to 15. And it's an Alak choir. So what's really cool about this is the kids will not only learn proper technique, proper voice technique, and but also they're going to learn songs in English, Spanish, Navajo, and Nahuatl. And what's nice about that is that they're not only going to be memorizing these songs, Robin Lucinda, but they're actually going to learn the meaning, learn a little bit of the history, learn some of the culture.
Yes.
And again, what that does, it causes and it creates empowerment and pride in where you came from.
Yeah.
And we're still taking registrations.
So
if any of you have kids out there, that, it's still time to register them. You can come into a lock and register your kids. It's a great opportunity for them to be part of a group, learn other languages, learn other cultures, and just share the love with the community.
That's the bottom line. So give them that contact number again and everything if some parents want to get involved or just some people, period.
Oh, absolutely. So you can actually contact us on our Facebook page, which is Arizona Latino Art and Cultural Center. You can also send us an email at alacaz.org, or you can just stop by. We're at 147 East Adams. Again, that's 2nd Street and Adams. If you can't make it out this week, it's okay. We know it's going to be a little bit of a slow start, but try to make it by the end of the week or next week, and we'd love to have your children be part of the group.
And that's fantastic right there. And once again, I wanted you to focus back on your organization, and when it comes to Inside the Walls, you know, it's a lot of people behind the walls, men and women, that's very talented, you know, as well as out here in the street. And what provoked you to get involved with the art ministry like that, you know? Tell us about that.
Yes, sure, absolutely. You know, what's really cool about ALOC is that it's very much a grassroots and a community organization. We are nonprofit. So we know we got to put in the sweat. We know we got to put in the hard work. But in return, you know, we get to do what we love, which is art and helping our community and staying involved. One thing we're working on right now is our mural. It's an alley mural that takes up the whole block from 1st Street to 2nd Street, and it's two stories high.
Yes, ma'am.
And, yeah, what's really cool about this mural, it's not just a mural. It's an educational tool. We have a tribute to fallen soldiers. We have a tribute to our music, some of the grassroots, how the drums came from Africa and you know, how it evolved to being used in rock and roll, and then how Santana and Selena and just the whole progression to music now. We have a tribute to Cesar Chavez, to Dolores Huerta. It's just a beautiful, beautiful mural. It's still in the process. We're not quite done. We're running into a little glitch of needing some funds to complete, but it's still, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful project. We get the community involved. We do tours. It's just a beautiful thing. And just the other day, there was this young man, if I have time.
Yes, you have plenty of time. Go right ahead. Great.
There was this young man, and he was riding his bike, and he happened to go by the mural, and he stopped, and he was looking for a while, and started talking to one of our artists there, and just asking about the mural and about art, and he's like, I paint. I've been painting for a couple of years, and, I really like to know, more about it. So they sent him inside, and I was inside, and I started talking to this young man, and he's like, I'd love to get involved, but it's interesting, the first thing you said, but it says Latino, and I'm Navajo, and I'm like, it's just, it started by Latinos, but hey, it's a community, we're open to everybody, and
yeah.
I said, you're more than welcome, let me see some of your artwork, and Rob, his artwork was amazing. I mean, this kid had a talent, and I was like, wow, I said, you're an artist. His eyes were, like, swelled up with tears. He's like, I've never been called an artist before. I was like, well, you are. So
yeah.
He came later, bought some of his paintings, and he's been hanging out there. And yesterday he sent me a message. He said, thank you for giving me a safe place to hang out.
Amen,
and
my man,
That's what it's all about.
Yes. Now, if somebody would like to donate to your organization, give them a link or give them some kind of way if they would like to make a donation to that great organization.
Sure, absolutely. So you can, it'd be really nice if they have the time to come in. If they're local, they can come in to ALAC. That way we can give them a tour, introduce them to the artists. There's always artists there.
Yes.
And or else we also have a GoFundMe account under Arizona Latino Art and Cultural Center. It'd be beautiful if they could stop by, take a look at it in person.
And that sounds like a winner right there. And if you have time, if you're in the Arizona area and you have time, definitely go down there and check this great organization out and see all the great things they're doing, not only in their community, but helping people, period. So that's what
absolutely.
It's about, one hand helping another and educating our
yes.
kids to a better tomorrow. Is there anything else
yes.
you would like to share with the people?
I just want to add one more quick thing. We are starting our own ALAC radio. It will be internet-based on July 1st. And, of course, we're going to be sharing everything that's going on at ALAC with the artists and so forth and our events. But more importantly, we're going to talk about what's going on in the community. One program that we're starting with the radio is one of our partners has Release the Fear Again, and it's training these young kids, these youth on radio. So engineering, how to produce, everything related to radio. And once they kind of get the hang of it, we'll start allowing them to produce their own shows. And eventually, once they put in some time and we feel like they're ready, they'll be able to get a stipend. So these are kids,
Amen.
Who really feel like they don't have a future, but here we're going to give them training and actually that can lead to a career.
And that's the bottom
hopefully
line,
everybody
can, because that
yes,
can.
Absolutely. Yes. And you can get all that on Facebook on our Arizona Latino Art and Cultural Center. It's updated daily. You can get all information on the radio station that we're going to be starting. If there's any youth out there that are interested, please contact us. And, we'd love to continue working, of course, with The Streets Don't Love You Back and, see what we can do to help these kids out and continue moving forward and uplifting our youth.
Ain't no doubt, and that's what it's all about, And we want to send much love to you and your whole staff and your husband and your whole camp over there. Anything we can do, we'll continue to support and we'll continue to promote and we'll continue to educate kids together and educate people. So that's all it's about,
That is what it's about.
Anything else you would like to say?
I just want to say again thank you to you and Lucinda. Such a pleasure to meet you, and you've been so supportive. And just want to say thank you to my husband, Aldo. He's been there at my side every
yes.
step of the way. I have wonderful staff volunteers, Andres Giron and Roman Reyes. So many wonderful artists, Ramon Aguirre, volunteers all the time. We're working with Strategia, who's helping us with our social media.
Yes.
Media Frost has been very, so just so many people that are just really has shown so much love and support. I just want to give a shout out to them and tell them thank you and that we're ready to give back.
Amen. So that's what the bottom line is. And we just want to say once again, thanks for coming through the show tonight and letting people know and making them aware of the great work you're doing and your staff as well and the great artists. So definitely, if you're in Arizona, even if you're coming to Arizona for a vacation, we want you to stop down there and see what's happening. Great art, great people, and you never know what you might see up in the art room that you might want to take back out of town with you, you know? So we want to say thank you so much for stopping through, and we'll definitely be promoting everything you do, okay?
Thank you so much, and just much love to both you and Lucinda.
Thank you very much, and we'll be talking soon and tell everybody we send our love, okay?
Will do, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great lady that came through the show tonight and spread a great love and great awareness at what's going on in that arc. I've been down there, man. That artwork is just immaculate, and the atmosphere is just great. So make sure even if you're from out of town, make sure you check that out, man. It's a lot of good going on down that way. You feel me? So without further ado, I got my man DJ Taz in the building, and we're going to start spinning right now, you know?
Yo, this your boy Born Divine, a.k.a. Born Da Vinci, out in Bodymore, Be More. You already know what time it is. Big shout-outs to the Streets Don't Love You Back Radio. Salute Uncle Rob Boyd and Lucinda Boyd. What up, Auntie? Dante, we holding it down out here on the East Coast. You already know what time it is, man. Young Freeway Nation General, Born Da Vinci.
Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I'm from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered like maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not gonna get addicted to this drug. It's not gonna hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black. Hello.
Hello,
my name is Calvin Jack Winfield, and I have a public service announcement to make on behalf of the Streets Don't Love You Back, and also speaking in third person for our senator, Mrs. Catherine Miranda. I am Senator Catherine Miranda, representing District 27. I am seeking support for my re-election in the Senate. I have represented the people for the last 6 years, but I'm still in the middle of a lot of unfinished business and work that needs to be completed. There are many organizations that are making a difference in our community. The Streets Don't Love You Back is at the top of my priority list because this organization changes lives. The real stories with real people can only make real changes. As your state senator and your support for my re-election, I continue to support and help the Streets Don't Love You Back move forward and be the movement that changes lives.
I am State Senator Catherine Miranda, and I approve this message.
I look to the hills from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand-to-hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. Hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around of course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood wars, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the suffering. You're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
Songs. Yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his man goes to seven, ties with his junior son, and that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers, and the boy he had in prison, but he had never met them, cause two was doing life, and Sidney came home to an untimely demise, after serving 18 years in the pen, Marvel and Christopher began, on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word,
man. I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their soul steady leaking, while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud. No pain, and the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same perfect team.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah. I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped it when. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come into a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood, know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swings, wet to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Erica. Popped on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner for rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night. The product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Taking a quarter ounce, pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king amongst men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside and I realized and I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment. But look at what I'm doing.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, man. Steady moving forward out here, steady delivering that great message. And we got some great, great news for you today as well to bring to you. We want to thank our great friend, Jagiel Bivens, who has done started teaching our intervention program downtown Phoenix. So if you would like to join that program in the Phoenix area, District 27 area, that is going to be at Philip Memorial CME Church. 1401 East Adams Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. We just want to thank God for blessing our intervention program to keep moving around the country and helping others, man, and moving others forward in their life, you know. We also want to give you, if you're in the Maricopa, Arizona area or in Casa Grande area, you can come to our Maricopa class. The Maricopa class is at the Maricopa Courthouse Intervention Program. That address is 19955 Wilson Avenue, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. And me and my wife teaches that program right there in the courthouse. And also we have another program that's over at the Hiller River Boys and Girls Club. And we have Mr. Mark Montgomery, who teaches the class over there, also teaches football as well. Just started bringing that to him as well, you know what I mean? Showing them how to catch and teaching them certain things with that as well. A lot of them like sports. So you're getting educated, intervention, and you're still knowing how to do your craft at the same time. So God has definitely been moving this thing in a major way. I want to thank our great Senator Catherine Miranda, who's helped put our program in her district. So we want to send much love out her way and for rocking with us from day one when we introduced the program to her. And she's seen how powerful the program was. You know, she's an educator, you know, as being a teacher in the education field, she understands that education is very important. So we love her for that, you know. So without being said and any more announcements, we're going to go to DJ Taz, and then we're going to come back with the last announcement. DJ Taz, you're in the building, brother. How you doing?
Man, you know, it's another blessed day in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, everybody, for rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show world rock, worldwide. You know, all we do is just giving back to the community. Hope everybody got a chance, you know, to get out there to feed the homeless yesterday, show support, show some love, rock with the Streets Don't Love You Back team as they was out there doing it in the hot heat, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a major thing that we're doing. But other than that, it's just a lovely day. How you doing, huh?
Man, I'm moving forward, man. I'm just glad God is putting us in the mix with other people, man, like-minded people that's educating our youth and others as well to a better life. And me and my wife love meeting people like that, and we're just steady moving forward with that, man, meeting all great people that's thinking alike on giving back and not only helping themselves in their community but helping abroad as well, you know what I'm saying? So helping your community but also reaching out, because education never stops. That's a global thing, education is, you know. So we're going to bring you our 7th annual toy drive. And this year we're going to do something a little different than we have been doing. For the last 7 years, we give out backpacks and school supplies to kids, and we would do it here in our community of Maricopa. But we do a lot of things up in Phoenix now in District 27 where our intervention program is at. So this year and beyond, we're going to give our community 1,000 backpacks, and we're going to take 1,000 backpacks up there to District 27 as well. So we're going to just keep moving this thing around. And before you know it, we will be able to just take care of many people as God let us take care of, and many people as we can educate to a better life, because that's all this thing is truly about, my brothers and sisters. So our backpack drive, 7th annual. If you live in Maricopa, Arizona, you know where Chris K. Hall office is at. We'll be taking backpacks and school supplies now until July 30th. If you live in Maricopa, Arizona, you know where Nails for You is at as well. They will be also taking a donation of backpack and school supplies now until July 30th. If you live in Scottsdale, you know where Title Boxing Club Scottsdale is located at. They will also be taking brand new backpacks and school supplies as well now until July 30th. If you live in Maricopa, Arizona, you know where Sandy and Gary's office is at on Honeycutt. They will also be taking brand new backpacks and school supplies until now to July 30th. And we're steady moving forward. We'll have a couple of more other drop-off locations. Oh, yeah. And if you live in the Chandler area, you know where Tattoo's office is at. That's the man with the tattoos who bring you the great ink. He will also be accepting brand new backpacks and school supplies as well. There's so many people that support us all year round, but we're going to keep bringing them locations to you, and we'll be, once again, doing 2,000 backpacks. And like I said, this year we'll do something different, Maricopa and up there in Maricopa County as well. So God bless everybody. We want to thank everybody for tuning in every night. And anything you have to say before we leave, our nephew?
Hey, just real quick, everybody stay up on your hustle, stay on your grind. We continue to move forward. At the end of the day, you are the only one that can satisfy and please yourself. Respect yourself as well as others respect you. And, you know, have a blessed, safe day. Stay on that grind, baby. We're always moving forward.
That's what it is. We appreciate that. And once again, if you have not got involved with our organization and want to know more about our organization and learn about our programs, go to our website, www.thestreetsandloveyouback.com. And once again, we want to thank everybody who supports us around the country. Everybody supports us in our great state of Arizona. Until next time, we'll see you tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. West Coast, 11:30 p.m. East Coast. Keep it moving. Peace and love. We out.